Welcome back to Lab Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, aka Brandon. I'm here with Diesel.
Hey.
And I'm also here with Quite. And Super Smash Bros. Came out. Opinions, go.
Best game of year. It's game of year.
Would it be technically game of the year 2019? Or
it would be 2019.
It would be in the running for 2019 game of the year, but like I've been having a lot of fun with it over the last 2 days because that's how long it's been out as of the recording of this cast.
Yeah. It's really fun to play. Yeah, I just wish there was more characters when you started online, because like we got it and we're like, oh yeah, we're going to play online and shit. We just fucking have six characters to play as. And we're like, oh, we don't like any of these.
I spent the first day just unlocking all the characters, and now I have them.
There are 74 characters on the playable roster, and you locked all of them in the first day?
Yes.
He did that method where like you go into a stock match, you die instantly, you back out, you get a character, then restart the game.
I didn't think about the you just have a human player die instantly, so I just fought bots the whole time. Bit inefficient, but I did it.
See, I'm trying to do it, you know, the not cheater way, because I'm not a cheater. How is that cheating? Eater. And it's an exploit, I guess, right? Wouldn't it be?
No, it's not an exploit. It's an exploit.
Well, an exploit for sure, but I don't know if it counts as cheating.
The restart of the game part of it's an exploit, but when it comes to like the whole like character thing, you could play like you could fight one or two spirits in the spirit world, like the world of light, and then back out and get a foe. Like it's really easy to get foe still, regardless of restarting your game.
Okay,
but it's like you don't unlock them in the spirit world.
Like theoretically, you could unlock all the characters in one day. Still, like it would just be an 11-hour straight period of.
Well,
fighting.
if you play the spirit world and you unlock a character there, you unlock them for multiplayer as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm the spirit world. I'm kind of really iffy on because like it seems like just a bunch of like
a bunch of like fight modifiers, and it was okay at first, but then like some of the fight modifiers are ridiculous because like the stat buffs that spirits give are just super just unbalanced.
It's really some of the a lot of them are like it's hit or miss. Okay, fuck. It's
memes.
Each of the battles though with spirits though, it's kind of hit or miss. I do like the concept of like modifying a character to like represent the spirit that it's closest to. Like for Blaze the Cat, it was like forgot what character it was, but they had a fire flower to start with, and it was interesting. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it's cool, and it's also like. Like, the summons now with the spirits, and is, like, they're also the assist trophies for, like, regular matches. And, I mean, like, that's, like, a cool way to include more characters from other series. But, like, they have such fleshed-out movesets as, like, summons that why weren't they just characters as well? I know that's, like, asking for a lot, but it's just... Like, I don't know, I think it would be cool to have more representation from, like, not Mario or Zelda or Fire Emblem.
I think it's too hard to get the characters you want in the spirit realm, which is really annoying, because, like, I don't main Mario. I don't like playing Mario that much, but, like, he's the only character out of the ones that I have unlocked that I can play well, and, like, I'm still playing Mario after playing the spirit realm for, like, 4 hours. I'm trying to get Little Mac, but, like, he's behind a gate, and I don't know how to open the gate, because there's no tutorials yet online. So it's like, I'm running around the fucking map fighting all these spirits trying to figure out how to open these fucking gates.
A certain type of spirit opens the gate, I'm pretty sure.
There's multiple gates. Some of them have buttons, and then, like, I opened, like, a couple gates with a button, and I was like, okay. But that opened my gate. No, it didn't open my gate. And the gates I'm trying to open has a, like, it has caution tape around it, and I have no idea how to open it. And I go up to it, it doesn't say a spirit can open it. It usually says something can destroy this or open this. Like, if you go up to a boulder... And you're like, it says, something can destroy this boulder, implying you need a spirit to destroy the boulder. So, yeah. I don't know how to open those fucking gates. I looked it up, there's no tutorials yet.
I got lucky with, like, I've been playing a lot of Lucario recently. I did on Brawl as well, but I got lucky in that, like, one of the first trophies I found was Lucario, so I was able to... It helped me with some of, like, the earlier spirits, but I don't know.
Yeah, I got Lucario. I just want, like, I either want Sonic, Bowser Jr., or Little Mac. That's what one of the characters I fucking want. And, like, out of 70 characters, it's pretty rare to find them.
Yeah, Lucario is, like, it's really fucking lucky on my bit.
Yeah, Lucario was, like, towards the start fucking spirit hunt. So it's, like, that was fine. I hope this doesn't count as spoilers. Do you think this counts
Dude,
as spoilers?
If you give a shit about the story to this game, you're a weirdo.
I mean, I care about the story, but so far I haven't really seen any.
What like, story?
There is really no story.
I'm not far in the spirit world.
I'm not far in the spirit world, but also I don't know if there are other cutscenes, but it sounds like that's not really supposed to be the focus. One of the guys at Nintendo
said it was supposed to be based around the loot grind, and I'm like, oh, I'm not.
I don't enjoy this grind at all.
I don't really enjoy this grind, but I don't think I bought the game for fucking spirit for a world of light.
I bought the game to fight shit. Exactly. With friends and fucking rage at each other.
I'm okay with like that mode being like whatever because it wasn't really what I bought the game for.
I don't know.
I just wish there were tutorials.
It just shouldn't be there, in my opinion. I think it was a waste of resources. Like, you can get a much better, like, loot grind experience from, like, Diablo or Borderlands.
All the Smash games have fucking modes like that, though.
Well, like...
What are the equivalents? Like, I guess you could say Brawl had Subspace Emissary, but that was very much, like, campaign-focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was like straightforward and you'd fight like a bunch of like
there were boss battles enemies. And shit like
yeah, there's still the classic mode where you fight a bunch of
yeah, the classic
get a
mode.
Boss.
Yeah.
But like that unlocks characters outside of the spirit realm. It's like I don't know. I kind of just want to play as who I want to play as in the spirit realm because like the characters are very much something like there's a reason you have a main cuz like you prefer their moveset and not being able to play my preferred character is like it's very deterring to me playing because it's like, I want to fight things. And it's like, I have to play as Mario for 5 hours until I can eventually get Sonic, Little Mac, or Bowser Jr. And I have not found any of them. I found Bowser.
Did you play like a bunch of Smash 4 like on Wii U or 3DS?
I played some on 3DS, but I did not play on the Wii U. I don't know Wii U.
I only ever played it on 3DS.
Really?
Yeah, I played it on 3DS.
Not that much.
Whenever I played online, I got paired with Japanese people and they'd fucking destroy me. Would lag like shit.
Give it a couple weeks and like all the Japanese people will obliterate you if you try playing online.
The fucking servers are like, they have region fucking matchmaking now, right?
Yeah, but like, give it some time and I assure you, like, the American scene for Smash will be like the top 1% and then occasionally the people who make the mistake of trying to fight them.
Yeah, fuck. I remember Brawl Online, like, I'd always get fucking smashed because I understood nothing about the game as a child.
I tried playing, ARMS online, and, like, the people I was fighting had, their names were in kanji, so I knew they were Japanese. They absolutely destroyed me.
I don't remember getting paired against Japanese people when I played ARMS. I played with normal people, like Americans.
I'm hoping the name recognition makes them go easy on me.
Lord.
Fucking, that's version talk for me right there.
That is.
Goddamn. How has the online been for you? Because, like, me and Brandon were playing, like, a match, like...
we were just playing while we were waiting for you, Diesel. It was like, fucking lagging like shit.
It was really bad, like... It would, like, at the very beginning of the match, it was, like, fucking really bad. And then, like, we just stood still until it fixed itself because it happened. That same thing happened to me in a match, like, a couple minutes before I was playing with Brandon. And then it fixed itself and then it would stutter in or out, but it wasn't too bad for the rest of the match.
I haven't had any online issues whatsoever.
That was my first one.
Yeah, I haven't had anything major. I really haven't had anything major until, like, the match before Brandon's either. I didn't have any problems yesterday.
Maybe I haven't played enough.
We're just sitting there, that's fucking loading. Well, I mean, Henry was saying that he played this, he played yesterday. No, he played this morning in American time, and he was, like, playing into his friend that was, like, down the street, and he was, like, it was lagging like shit. Like, he had online problems, and I was like, okay. Maybe it's, like, maybe since it came out Thursday, it was, like, less popular than it is today, because today's, like, Friday, and it's, like, oh, no, today's Saturday, right?
Yeah, it came out.
No, it came out Friday. You're right. Okay, never mind. That was stupid. But like today's Saturday, so no one has work. So like everyone's like play Smash. So maybe the servers are like overloaded or something.
Sure.
Maybe yeah.
I don't know why I thought it came out Thursday.
I mean it came out like Thursday night. I guess. You
oh yeah, that's why I played it Thursday night. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like
it was 9 p.m. PST.
I remember like I was like just waiting like I was like refreshing the fucking thing like trying to check to see if I could play it and I was like it's already past midnight why can't I play it and it finally at 12:12 it let me in.
Oh, I wasn't that keen on getting in because I knew the servers would be fucked.
Oh, I wasn't gonna try and play like a multiplayer yet. I was just like I wanted to fuck around and unlock all, like other characters. I played like some World of Light that night, and I got my ass handed to me a bunch.
That was, I still remember we logged in on the online. We're just like, what the fuck? Why do we have 6 character options? It was so depressing.
No, I knew that was like going in from the start, that you were limited to the first 8 from the N64 version.
I avoided like all of the fucking spoilers for the game. That's why I was so surprised. Because like, I heard in a different podcast that was on YouTube that it got like leaked. Like the entirety of the game got leaked. Because like they had the preload available like a month in advance, which is really strange. Like I bought the game like 2 weeks before it came out and preloaded it on my Switch. Jeez. It's only 16 gigs. And it was like, what the hell? Why is can I preload this already? That's so weird. Maybe they wanted to cut back on like the server stress on like
that.
The
that's
day.
Definitely it. But then you like just how everything leaked. That's how you open yourself.
Yeah, that's
up
exactly
people
why.
Cracked it like, so fast.
Like I think a week is plenty of time for people to fucking download Smash Brothers. But only 16 gig game. It's not huge. So it's like I think it's plenty of time. Even slow internet should only take a night at max. So, like that was weird. It was so early you could fucking preload it. Like I went to buy it on Amazon and it was all like it's just like, yeah, just download it now, redeem your code, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's so weird.
Did you guys get the fighter pass?
I got the fighter pass.
It was like $30, so I'm not.
It's 25 diesel.
Alright, well, you know, I'm like excruciatingly cheap, okay?
Are you are you planning on getting any of the DLC fighters or are you just gonna chill?
I was actually going to bring that up. I was going to say, what did you guys think of, like, Persona coming to Smash?
I don't know anything about Persona.
I've not played Persona 5. I need to, yep. But, like, I've heard it's good, so I'm happy for the people who are excited. I remember Relax Alex was, like, freaking out on fucking Twitter because he predicted it, like, half a year ago.
I saw everyone freaking out. They're just like, the Joker. And I'm like, what the fuck, the DC Joker? I was so confused at first. I was like, why the fuck is he in Smash Brothers?
Yeah. What do you guys think of Piranha Plant joining the fight?
I think that's such a weird thing.
It's such a weird option, and it doesn't seem like anybody asked for it, but I'm weirdly excited for it. I don't
know. Fucking Waluigi was too much work. But
Waluigi got absolutely
Piranha Plant,
Piranha
Plant is such an interesting pick. I don't know why. Like, I'm just really excited to get my hands in it for no reason other than the fact that it's Piranha Plant. Like,
yeah, I think it's an... I don't know, like... I wonder what the moveset would be for Piranha Plant, and I wonder who the fuck would actually main Piranha Plant. Like, who would main Piranha Plant?
I've heard people saying they're going to main Piranha Plant because they're tired of people bullying him, so they're going to main him out of spite, but...
But it's like... Dude, it's
what would be a good DLC character, though, for Smash?
A viable...
Sans. Goku.
No, seriously, Sans would be such a good fucking character.
Sans would be a really good character, no meme.
The thing is, though, do you make a 3D model out of him, or do you just, like, leave him a 2D?
Make a 3D model, like Pac-Man.
Or you can just Mr. Game and watch him.
Ooh, yeah. That would be pretty good, too.
Sans is too viable at this point to be a character that, like, I'm too scared to make jokes about it.
It would be amazing that his final smash is here. Dun, 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 dun,
but that, that,
his eye lights up blue. Yeah,
I watched like the first episode of My Hero Academia season 3 the other day, and I just realized that All Might has the fucking blue eye.
Oh yeah, he does.
I was like, fuck, I got sansed, but. I'm still holding out hope for Master Chief. I know it won't happen.
Master Chief is not coming to Smash.
I know he's not
Why
coming,
not?
But I want him to so bad.
Microsoft
okay.
and Nintendo were circling against
Banjo
PlayStation. Banjo
has a better chance.
Yeah,
that's a more realistic idea.
Crash Bandicoot does.
Crash Bandicoot as well, yeah.
How many DLC characters are they planning on adding?
5.
5, yeah.
Only 5? There's no other future.
Who knows? I have
there
a
is like 5 in Smash 4 as well.
Fighter Pass.
I think that, like, I don't know. I feel like they should add more characters over time because it's like this is like supposed to be the last. I don't know. They kind of like phrase it like the last match, like the ultimate version with everything.
Yeah.
So it's like it feels like it's one of the last ones.
Yeah. Like we mentioned it like in an older podcast that like ultimate means like final or whatever. So this could very well be the last
Sakurai's express wanting to move on.
Yeah, no, like, he's wanted to for years, but it seems like Nintendo's going to continue without him, even if he does move on. And he's like, I don't want that to happen. I want to leave the series off on a good note. But fuck.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could see him making a deal being like, hey, I'll make this fucking huge game, and all you have to do is make maps and characters and remaster it onto new systems. And they're probably like, okay, deal. So that could be it.
That might be it. I could see that.
Because, like, like they could easily just fucking, like, keep recycling the Smash, and, like, I'd be totally fine with it.
And just, like, as long as they keep adding, they just keep adding on, and it turns into a fucking, like, Street Fighter 4 Ultra Plus Edition tournament.
Ultra Plus Arcade Edition.
I mean, this tournament? This Smash Bros. Could last a long time, because, like, the leaked console that Nintendo's working on is, like, a Switch Pro. That's, like, a leaked thing that's, like, rumored. So it's like that would make the Switch last for like another 4 years, something like that. And like that's how long Smash would last.
I'm guessing the Smash has to last at least like another 5 years because that's how long the Wii U one did. But then again,
that's a really long time to Smash.
I mean, Smash is like it's a game that you don't play all the time. Like you play it a lot of it when it comes out, but like when you do play it, it's like really fucking fun and like you can last for a while playing it.
Yeah, so it's like a with
your
friends.
You can Smash for a while. You can Smash for a while before you finish.
Do you guys see anyone playing Smash 4 after this nowadays?
Which one's Smash 4 again?
Wii U and 3DS. Like, do you see anyone playing Smash 4 now that
Smash
Switch
is basically just a fucking new version of the one. This is basically just the Wii U version.
Exactly. Like, you have people playing 64 Melee and even some people playing Brawl still. But, like, I don't think anybody's going to go back to playing the Wii U version.
Look, no, I enjoy my Wii U. Thank you very much.
Say again, Diesel?
Oh, you're playing
Wii
U.
I enjoy my Wii U, yeah.
I still can't hear Diesel. What?
He's saying he enjoys his Wii U. He's a sinner.
No, I'm saying you can enjoy it, but I feel like what's the reason to go back to the Wii U version specifically? Like, what makes it stand out apart from Ultimate?
I mean, for Smash, not really, but, you know, they got Super Mario Maker.
I'm not saying the Wii U is a bad console. I'm just saying, like, Smash 4 seems like the most forgettable
one. I'm saying the Wii U is a bad console because it is.
Okay, well, Wii U was ahead of its time.
Smash 4,
tell that to
Smash
that clunky
4 just
fucking
feels
Wii
like
remote.
Smash 4 just feels like the most forgettable one. Like, it had the advantage on 3DS that it was a mobile Smash game, but then now it's on Switch and it looks prettier, so. Ah.
Touché.
Well, I mean, like, the older ones are, like, where it started, and obviously people, like, where it started is where some people are going to prefer the mechanics. So it's like, they're going to start there and they'll be like, I like these mechanics, don't change it.
Well,
they
fighting
change it, like,
game
I'm gonna
professionals
keep this
say
one.
That Melee is the best for, like, a bunch of very technical reasons. So there's a very good reason people still play Melee, but it's like a modded version now.
It's a modded Melee's modded now? What?
It's Project Melee or whatever.
Oh, you're thinking of the Brawl mod.
Yeah.
Project M got discontinued forever ago.
Well, then,
but
what do you
Melee
know?
And Project
get upset.
I'm not sure what the story was, but Project M and Melee, like, they're two separate entities.
I just know that, like, the Wii U version and the 3DS version are forgettable because, like, it's basically the same thing. That's it. There's nothing really
special
about it.
Maybe we're saying that because they came out, like, when we were past our, like, our prime Smash phase, if you will.
Well, I mean, like, I played the 3DS version, like, a fair bit. Like,
I feel like some, like, younger kids who, like, grew up on Smash 4, like, they'll probably look more fondly on it. Like, I look back on
Brawl. No one had a Wii U to remember Smash 4.
But,
yeah, exactly.
But the 3DS version. Like, a lot of
the 3DS version was a clunky mess, to be honest. Especially, like, the fucking servers.
But,
like, they were so shit.
But the thing is, though, like, a lot of people say the same shit about Brawl, but I look very fondly back on Brawl because it's the one I grew up on. There were certain people who definitely grew up on Smash 4. So I'm sure they'll look back on it the same way I look back on Brawl.
Yeah. What was the timeline for Smash? Because, like, I get the fucking names confused.
It went 64,
so
64, Melee, 64. Brawl, Wii U and / 3DS, and then Ultimate.
Which one? Was Brawl on the Wii?
Brawl was the Wii one, yeah.
Okay, so I played Melee as a kid.
I played, like, the first three as a kid, because, like, I couldn't get Brawl for the longest time, so I just downloaded 64 on the fucking Nintendo eShop, and I played that shit all the fucking time before I had a copy of Brawl.
Yeah, Smash is so fun.
I love Smash.
It's
like
such a
best video game series.
If all the fucking game companies would just accept they can't make a game similar and fucking work with Nintendo, get their characters, then it'd be fucking amazing.
PlayStation,
like,
All-Stars Battle
Steve.
Royale, what are you talking
Minecraft
about?
Minecraft
All-Stars
Battle Royale.
Yo, alright, speaking of Battle Royale, did you fucking hear about CSGO?
It went free to play.
It went free to play and they added a fucking Battle Royale mode.
I haven't tried it. I wanted to give it
that
a
game
shot.
Is shit. I'm not touching it. I'm not downloading CS:GO just to meme on it.
I don't touch that either. Like,
aren't you curious to see?
No,
I just sounds so bad. Because like the mechanic, like I don't know. It's like the whole thing with CS is like team versus team, and it's like. It's supposed to be like, you know, quick headshots and like, oh, get to the point type shit. And it's
it maintains all the same mechanics as like regular matches from what I was reading.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't feel like it could be a battle royale with the mechanics currently in place. It's like, it's kind of like how PUBG would be an awful CS:GO with like go to the point, plant the bomb. Like that'd be fucking shit with PUBG's mechanics, right? But PUBG's okay for battle royale. Same thing with Fortnite. It feels so, actually Fortnite would feel okay, but fucking PUBG would feel like shit if it did what CS:GO did. And then I think if CS:GO did what PUBG did, which is Battle Royale, it would feel like shit. I mean, I haven't played it yet.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I gotta give it a shot. I gotta try it first.
Speaking of Fortnite, did you guys see like that block thing they announced at the Game Awards?
No.
Yes.
Well, basically, in place of risky reels, there's this place area called the block, and during matches, it'll be replaced with a user-created structure, and a lot of people have just been making fucking Call of Duty maps.
That's really cool.
Nuketown shipment in Rust.
What happens if I get a Little Mac amiibo for my Switch?
I think you can, like, I think if you attach it to the Switch, like, you can set it as, like, a player. So, you know how, like, at the bottom, like, during, like, a Smash character, during the character select menu, you can change the players to CPUs, an actual human player, or you can change it to an amiibo?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if you change it to an amiibo, like, by fighting that amiibo in certain ways, you can train it to behave in certain ways as well. I'm not entirely sure
yes,
how that works.
Because some guy trained up an amiibo for like a fighting tournament and it won. Because he trained it. Yeah. Basically, like the more you play with the amiibo, the smarter of a fighter it'll become.
Damn. Is $45 for a Little Mac amiibo?
Whoa, $45 for a Little Mac amiibo? What the fuck? They are not that hard to find.
It's on Amazon for that much.
Well, don't buy that. Like, I bought my Little Mac amiibo for like $10 at Target.
I'm gonna check eBay.
Yeah,
They're inflated prices. They're inflated prices. It's like
yeah, they are inflated prices.
You can only find like the Animal Crossing amiibos.
I found it new on eBay for fucking $20.
That's more reasonable, but like it's still a little pricier. Yeah, that's an upsell right there.
I mean, amiibos are always fucking expensive.
Well, I don't spend more than the retail value on an amiibo.
Isn't the retail 20?
Retail's like 12.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Dude, I went to like a dollar store and they were selling amiibos for $5. What a fucking amiibo.
Were they used amiibos?
No, they were in their containers. I was surprised.
Damn.
I was like,
damn,
this
thought
is
yeah,
a steal.
I thought like I was under the impression that Nintendo had like a false not like a false, but like they didn't produce so many so that there was like
They had an artificial scarcity. They had that at the beginning and then they apologized and they released a fuck ton of amiibos and then they also released the amiibo cards.
Little Mac on average is still way more expensive than everybody else's. The Walmart's 35, Target's fucking
I have an amiibo, you don't.
You have a Little Mac?
Yeah.
Amiibo?
Yeah.
You do? Fuck you. Do you use it?
I don't use any of my amiibos. They just shit. They shit on my bookshelf. They sit on my bookshelf.
I'm gonna pretend you said shit because it's funnier.
Yeah, I have a Little Mac amiibo. I have. I bought the Isabelle one at the dollar store. Zelda, Fox, Shovel Knight. That one was hard to find. Shovel Knight was impossible to find.
I'm jealous that you're such a nerd. Fuck you.
If you go to the Nintendo World in New York City, they always have some hard.
Wow, that is so close to me, Diesel. I'm gonna go walk to New York City right now.
I'm just trying to encourage you to visit.
I'm sure you'll be in town at some point in your fucking life, Brandon.
I'm gonna go walk to New York City.
Don't go there for the amiibos. Just whenever you end up in New York, which you totally fucking will at some point, go to Nintendo World, dumbass.
Okay.
And then buy the amiibo anyway.
Wow, I'm gonna go with my 40-hour walk all the way to New York City. No, that's a car drive.
Yeah, that's a car drive. That's like 40-day walk.
I'm gonna go with my 940-hour walk all the way to New York City. I must get the amiibo. Holy shit.
So what's this about a school shutting down for Smash?
Okay. So basically there was a kid that was supposedly really excited about Smash Brothers, and he drew the logo on the whiteboard in his classroom, and he put December 7th on the whiteboard.
Oh,
and
no.
either staff or students thought it was like a gun crosshair. So then they're just like, oh, there's a threat. Or there was like rumors of like a threat of a school shooting on the 7th because of this fucking thing. So like they called in the kid and stuff, and they shut down school on that day just to make sure that, like, you know, he wasn't gonna do anything. And they figured out it's like, oh wait, that's just a game. It's just Smash Brothers. So that's
how to know if you're old.
Hey, I don't know if you don't know what Smash Brothers is, but yeah, that's just what happened with that.
Wow.
So
man, people are boomers. That's maximum. Here,
let me read
boomer.
The letter. Let me read the letter real fast. Dear students and parents, this letter is to communicate to you the details of a rumored threat of a shooter on Friday, December 7th. First, I would communicate that the threat is nothing more than a rumor. Last Friday, there was a writing left on a classroom whiteboard that said December 7th, timed it, and that it was the Smash Ball logo. There were time to smash. There were some students who did not know what that symbol stood for and interpreted it as a threat of a school shooter on that day. Oh my god.
Boomers. Bunch of boomers.
God.
That is maximum boomer right there, Dan.
So apparently this could be fake because it was posted on the Smash Bros. Reddit.
I don't think it was fake. I've seen a bunch of articles about it.
I believe that. I believe this happened, yeah.
I'm reading this article and they say it could be fake.
Maybe. Actually, yeah. No.
Well, here's how you determine if it's fake or not. You look for the local news. See, like,
the problem is they didn't name it. The school was not named, the student was not named.
Yeah, but you can still search that event on Google.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, but look for like local reporting,
that,
I guess.
That was that's why people thought it was fake, because they're like, oh, there's no fucking shit with it. Does the Nintendo Pro Controller have an Amiibo reader?
I don't think you put it on the controller. I think you put it on the physical Switch. Either that or you use the IR.
There's one on the Joy-Con.
Yeah, the IR reader, right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
You put it on the top of the Joy-Con.
Wait, I'm going to see.
You don't put it in front of the little screen or little infrared thing.
You put it on top of the Joy-Con. That's
You put sweet. It on, there's like a little spot on it.
Oh, sweet. There's a, the fucking Pro Controller has it on the joystick.
There you go.
So that's good. But did everyone hear about the Epic Games competitor?
Yeah.
About the Steam competitor that Epic Games made? Yeah.
What do you think's gonna happen
with Steam? Yeah.
I don't know. Steam is so ingratiated, but Epic Games is also Fortnite lol, so like they're on every computer. So it's gonna depend who decides to hop on board. Like we've seen that like companies are willing to fucking bail off Steam at this point. Like fucking
Because Steam treats the fucking devs like shit, and like they have a new policy now where I forgot the exact percentages, but basically the bigger the company, the less they charge you for percentages. So like the lower devs are the ones that get charged the most. I think they get charged like 30% still. And I think bigger companies get charged 20%.
Instead. I mean. It's going to depend, but who decides to join. But, like, I feel like I could see a lot of indie creators going there because of, like, the already inbuilt market. And also I could see, certain big companies, going to the Epic Games one. Because, again, the built-in people who already have the fucking program on their computer.
Yeah, they also get at least 8% more.
Steam just added new tiers for 25% and 20%. That's their cut.
But... Isn't it? Yeah, but isn't it for like?
But that's for
the
select
people who
developers.
Sell more.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bigger companies get the better cuts.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like the smaller devs are just so turned. I mean, I guess like they're kind of like Steam has a problem where there's too many smaller devs, and like a lot of shit gets thrown on there. So like,
I think you should be able to have an open storefront like that, but the issue is that. Valve makes most of their income through the Steam store, and they do that by those like gouging methods on the developers, you know. And Epic Games does still produce a lot of revenue from Fortnite rather than their store, so they're in a more advantageous spot to just, you know, give developers more.
Epic Games already has Subnautica on it. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, they have exclusives on there, which is pretty crazy how fast they're able to grab that.
Outer Wilds, fucking Super Meat Boy, Maneater, World War Z, World War Z.
Ew.
Apparently, it's not related to the movie.
I was thinking it was. Yeah. I'm imagining it's a port of the mobile game.
No, there's World War the name. I don't even know why. Okay, so like there was a huge debacle with the World War Z name. Like a game made their game called World War Z, and then the people who made the movie were like, "We don't like this," and they're like, "Okay, we'll change it." And then like then the people who own the copyright to World War Z made a game out of it. So it's just like that name has been rehashed so many times. It's like, why even fucking use it? The original World War Z was a hunk of shit. Like I don't know why you'd
use the
name.
Original World War Z was a book.
No, the original World War Z was a book. That wasn't called World War Z.
I'm talking about the game.
I know what game you're talking about. I forget the name. It is a zombie survival game, but it was never called World War Z.
There was a zombie survival game called World War Z.
This is not the one that was on Steam that caused a bunch of like crazy backlash.
But
back in
the day. I'm saying, why keep reusing the name when the name is like so fucking?
The book is the bestseller.
But in gaming, the name is like cursed.
It's cursed with like. One game. I don't even think it was called World War Z, but whatever. I can't fact check it because I don't remember the original name of the game.
No, there was like a whole thing with it. It was like World War Z and they changed it to something else and then like a bunch of bullshit with it.
I'm gonna Google it now.
Intense
zombie game
clicking
Steam
sounds. Bad.
Yeah. Google and Google intensifies. What is the World War Z in this?
It's Infestation Survivor Stories.
Oh, Infestation.
Yeah.
That was fucking War Z.
It was called War Z.
Oh, War Z?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they had a copyright problem with that still. I was close.
Yeah, that was what they had a copyright problem over. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that I was trying to remember because I know it was like, they changed their name and they were like absolutely stupid.
I mean, World War Z doesn't look that great either.
Yeah, that one doesn't look good. There's a lot of really interesting stuff on the Epic Games Store. Like Ashen,
the Satisfactory
really
game looks like that looks fun. I wanted to play that. I said
yeah,
that in 3.
That's totally a random game. God, I want to get I want to buy Hades. I love the guys at Super Giant.
Everything's
games.
Just
holy
coming
shit.
Soon. Let me buy.
I know. They got
a
great
Skyrim
lineup.
Getting
to
another
start.
Release, I think.
I'm so tired of having fucking so many launchers, though. It's really annoying. Like I have Steam, Epic Games, and Battle.net all in my taskbar. And it's I don't have Origin there anymore, though, because who the fuck plays Origin anymore?
I haven't touched Battlefield 4 in a long time.
Okay, how much have you guys heard about Battlefield 5?
I've heard it's fun,
heard
but
it
no one
out.
Bought it.
I've heard nothing about it. Do you think there's even going to be a Battlefield next year? Because, like, no one's talked about it at all. It's flown completely under the radar.
Well,
no one...
It released to pretty middling reviews because I was looking at some reviews and like people were like, yeah, it's Battlefield and there's some stuff in it that's like kind of obnoxious. So now you can't carry as much ammo. So yeah, it makes team play a lot better, but it just kind of funnels combat in a way that's not as good, you know, where people just hug on a point.
Yeah, but Battlefield used to have the same kind of influence as COD.
It never had the same influence as COD.
Yeah, I don't think it ever had the same influence.
It was
as
the
COD.
Close. It was a competitor.
It was
a big thing.
Even at the lowest COD's ever been, it still outsold Battlefield by heaps. Like the reason Battlefield was always considered in the competition against Call of Duty, it was because it was the only thing that could like roughly compare to like in size of like numbers of players.
It was a military shooty game.
I remember, Bad Company 2 was pretty big, and that was, like, a really good game. And then Battlefield 3 came out, and was like, oh, that's pretty decent. And
3
then, like,
was big, 4 was
like
big.
4 was a big deal. I remember that. And then after 4, it just went downhill.
Well, because Hardline came after that, right?
Yeah, Hardline was shit.
Hardline had a very weird single player. You could go and, like, play the game entirely non-lethally, but, like, you're just some cop literally arresting everyone. Like, you have infinite handcuffs.
Walked in a line, just put the handcuffs on people.
It's not an everyone game, I'll say that.
It's not a most people game, it sounds like.
No, it was kind of eh. It's an interesting concept for a Battlefield. I'd like them to take it in different ways. I'd like them to try like a Battlefield 2042 again. You know, like a futuristic
Battlefield. Wasn't that decent?
It's really good. You could still play it now. There's still servers. and it's like super fun. It's like big helicarriers and shit. Wait, like that. Game? Battlefield 2142.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about that shit. I heard like there's like two servers going to this day.
They have like a, it's like a third party server browser that maintains the servers now, so you can still play it.
Okay, that sounds kind of epic.
But I'd like to see them when try that again.
When do you guys think Cyberpunk is gonna come out?
Sometime next year.
Sometime in the future, when we finally have 2077 augments.
2075.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that the name of the game is the year of release.
I wonder how, like, so it's like, you know how in like media it seems like stuff's always portrayed in a really, like, it's exaggerated. It's like, oh yeah, like back in the 1990s it was like the 2000s were gonna be like fucking insane, like we'd have hoverboards and shit, right? And it's like, it's like, I wonder how much we're overshooting the future with all the cyberpunk shit. Like, how accurate or how close will it be in 2077?
Well, I feel like society's not going to evolve to anything like Cyberpunk 2077, at least stylistically.
I wish stylistically. I think it'll be a lot grayer, if anything. But I like, I fucking love Cyberpunk, first of all, but...
Yeah, Cyberpunk's cool, but...
I mean, look at how people portrayed the future back around, like, Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
compared to how we can like look at it now. Like every time we think about the future, talk about what the future's gonna be, like it's all negative. Back then, it was really positive. I think that's a very interesting way to look at how people feel about society.
And then, I mean, we also have a lot more, like, we have a lot of access to more shit now. Like, you know, just everything in general. So it's like, for example, there's no like, is there flying cars in Cyberpunk? Right?
I don't know.
In some form, yeah, I think. But there's also normal cars as well. But there was, I think when the future is going to be something like, we're not really going to be able to see it coming. Because like back in the day, like people weren't really imagining the internet, were they?
No.
Like, whatever it's like, it might not be anything like we predict. And we think it might be shit because it doesn't have the same high tech that we were imagined it having. But it'll have high tech in other areas that we just didn't think of.
Yeah, like folding phones.
I don't want a folding phone.
Those are bound to happen. If people buy them, they become
normal. Yeah, but like you see those early prototypes, Samsung, they look awful.
Samsung also, what do you mean
folding phones?
Foldable phones. Samsung patent foldable phone. They also have like a prototype and like that. They look like shit. They look like big fucking iPads that you can fold.
They're big boxes with huge bezels.
Yeah, it looks awful.
They look like just big fucking flip phones.
Yeah, yes. Literally. Yeah. But there was also a patent, I think by Samsung, for a transparent display. So, like, remember, like, back in 2010 when everything was, like, PS4 and it was, like, a fucking controller with, like, a transparent fucking screen in the middle?
Yeah.
Like, that shit is actually possible now. And okay. We might actually get it soon.
Why would you want a transparent screen, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'd rather implant something on my body than I'd rather have my phone built into my arm.
Weird.
Okay.
That's a weird.
Do you, bro?
Come on, that would be really fucking cool. I'd be down for that.
But like, I don't know. Maybe
I don't think I'm gonna be the first one to line up to get, you know.
I want Alexa programmed in my fucking brain.
There's I mean, like, I probably think it feels weird because it's so foreign. But like, like younger people in the future generations, they're gonna think people like me are just old and don't get it because I'm too like because I'm afraid of technology or whatever. Right?
We're gonna be those old people that are like, no, I'm not putting that Alexa in my fucking head.
It's like, and they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, just it's fine. Like, it's
grandpa.
Like,
just put the Alexa in your head. No, I'm not touching that old.
See, that sounds like weird to us now, but it's like, how do you think fucking like grandparents nowadays feel about like phones and shit? Like,
yeah,
is to them, this fucking like implants and all that shit is probably gonna be for us.
I mean, like, I don't know, the idea of like, it depends how it works and like how much it fucks my head, because it's like, if I have an implant in my fucking head and it's like, I don't know, if I could see shit through my eyes and it was like a fucking screen, that'd be so trippy. And that would, like, I don't know if I'd want something that like that's technology like that in my body, because it's susceptible to hacking. And it's like,
yeah,
the,
well, your car has computerized like devices in it. Like,
yeah,
you
but
could
that's
hack
not
most
in
cars.
My body. That's not like,
yeah, but
that's not like
something
that's
inside of the car, which is arguably more. You're inside of the car, though, which is arguably more dangerous.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, if I have, so, like, let's say Well, okay, someone hacks into the fucking thing in my head, they short circuit and fucking kill me. Like,
but
well,
yeah, know? That's obviously really bad, but like, why would they?
Brandon, the thing that's is, true. Though, it's like, this is, for as many arguments as, like, this is, like, I don't mean to frame this in, like, it negates it entirely, but from the perspective of someone younger than us in the future, we're going to sound like our grandparents.
Oh, no, I 100%, 100%, I agree. I agree 100%. We're going to sound like old hags. Like, what? Grandpa, why the
I'm
fuck
gonna
are
cool
the
Alexa? I'm going to be that cool guy. Like,
your grandkids are
going
to listen to
brain.
This Your grandkids are going to hear the Loud Mouse podcast. Like, I have to use my fucking ears to listen to shit. What the fuck? And then they just hear you
say
this
shit. It's just in my head,
like,
bro.
And like, but like, they hear you saying this shit and they're like, what the, grandpa, what the fuck were you doing?
I mean,
back
there's already tech for basically silent, fucking like hearing through your skull. Like, if we can implant that into our head.
Yeah, there are headphones that you can buy to do that.
The Google Glass had it too. It was just like a thing that would vibrate on, like, it was like a part of your head, and it would vibrate, and you could hear it in your head, basically.
Gross.
You didn't need to put it in your ears or anything like that. It would just vibrate, and you could hear it. You could hear music.
I don't like that. This sounds weird.
They didn't put it in your head.
I know, but just like the idea of vibrating my bones, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it vibrated. I think the thing just vibrated and like it could pick up through your.
I don't know how it works. I'm not a scientist.
I don't know the science behind it. I just know that like it was basically like silent and you could hear everything through your ears, but your head. Thing.
That's creepy.
So yeah, that stuff's already around. So it's like eventually we'll have tech like that. I mean, like fucking big CEOs are like freezing their heads and shit because like they know that. I mean, we need a Jamie to pull this up because I don't have any like actual.
I don't have any actual examples in mind,
but like they are like pretty confident that there's gonna be some point where you can hook up brains of things.
With the Joe Rogan podcast for teenagers.
Yeah, the Joe Rogan podcast that's not on YouTube.
Yeah.
We need a Jamie.
You guys
like,
see that thing about those chimps? Absolutely crazy. Absolute savage animals.
Chimps are freezing their brains to hook up to computers. It's crazy.
Did you actually know that Jeff Bezos is a chimp?
Oh my
brain,
god!
Crazy stuff.
Oh my god!
Just a weed, guys. Like a weed's fucking, really good.
Like fucking $100 billion fucking house, just raking in the bananas.
You know, so a lot of New Yorkers are really mad about this, right? Because so the new Amazon headquarters is going to be in New York, and part of that deal, right, for New York winning the bid, is that they're going to help it be constructed, which includes like taxpayers' money. Going to building Jeff Bezos' personal private helicopter pad.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That is stupid. Why the fuck should they have to pay for a corporate building?
Because they worked out a deal and now that's part of what you pay your taxes for.
That's ridiculous. Wow, this is like...
This is why taxation is theft, guys.
It's like
that's wrong.
The thing is,
that's
like, the city of New York really wanted the headquarters to be there. Because it helps the city of New York overall, but the citizens, they're going to get shat on.
Well, now everybody just works for Amazon Mega Corporation.
Yeah, basically.
But yeah.
That's scary. That's
fucking
scary.
Jeff Bezos is a very powerful man.
He's the richest man in the world right now, ain't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know about that. Hold on, let's find out.
I think he has nearly a trillion.
I'm pretty... No, he's still under 200 billion from what I know, but he's fucking massive.
I think his net worth. One second.
I don't think he's hit a trillion.
It's still under 200 billion. Never
he's
mind.
Like true. Not like Apple's just crossed a trillion. There's no way Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
is
it was Apple,
Jeff
yeah,
Bezos
fuck.
Is the richest man in the world.
Epic.
I mean, yeah. I think Bill Gates would be the richest man if he didn't give away all his money.
True.
If he kept doing business, he'd probably be like up there. But like, he's just more focused on like humanitarian shit now.
No, Jeff Bezos is like kind of a dick.
Is it really scary? I don't know who most of these CEOs who are the richest people in the world are.
No.
Like, what names are you looking at?
All right, so I'm looking at the top 10 richest, right? It goes Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. Okay, we all know who those people are, yeah? Now, Bernard Arnault.
Who the fuck
what?
Is that?
He's responsible for most of the fashionable brands, including Louis
Vuitton. Oh, that's
Vuitton.
Why we don't know.
Dom Pregion, Sephora.
This is exactly why we don't know. Why would we know this?
He's all like fashion shit then. But what's 5 through 10?
Yeah, my fashionable
Mark Zuckerberg,
basketball
so we know
shorts.
Who that is.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
And then Amancio Ortega.
That sounds familiar.
Let's see. He's a realtor.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Carlos Slim Hugh.
I see him, yeah.
Yeah. He's the richest person in Mexico. That's not real hard.
I remember I think I remember him saying something like during the election cycle or whatever.
Really?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago at this point. But
this is so weird.
Who's next?
Know what half these people are.
Charles and David Koch. I know who they are.
Yeah.
Larry Ellison. Who are you people? I know who Michael Bloomberg is. Ellison.
Who's Meg Whitman?
I need to see his face.
I don't know who you be. Who are you old people that are significantly so rich you could buy me and my family?
What was the last
one? No, they could buy you and your family. Like,
they could buy a small
over.
Military and conquer the land my family lives on.
That's the last one. A small military and conquer New York.
I don't know about that. Have you seen the NYPD? They're kind of stacked.
They packing, bro. They packing.
How much they got? How much they got?
Hold on. Let Jamie pull up a picture of the NYPD's APC.
Jamie, pull up how much a small military cost per 1,000 troops, please.
PMC cost.
Yeah, I'm sure you can just go on to Blackwater site and hire them.
The estimated cost lies between $1.2 billion and $11 billion.
For how many troops?
Oh, wait, no, that's childhood lead poisoning.
What?
I was looking at it as completely different
thing. What do you mean childhood lead poisoning?
I was looking at a completely different
billion.
Abbreviation of PMC, apparently.
What do you mean child lead poisoning costs fucking $1.2 million? What does that mean to do anything? What?
I looked up PMC and it gave me the wrong thing.
Makes sense to me, sure.
Private military corporation costs.
How much does it cost to get someone literally murdered?
All right. Okay, so estimated $18 million for a 1,000-man army. So yeah, they could totally conquer.
They
New
could
York
totally, yeah,
a billion, yeah.
But think about how much money we spend on military as like a country. It's like something trillion, right?
Yeah, like if they tried to take over New York, like they'd probably send in Coast Guard and then actual military eventually.
Yeah, they'd piss off the federal government, like 100%.
Like, definitely, yeah.
But we spend a lot of fucking money on military, but like not all of it's towards troops and shit. Like there's a lot of it's towards research.
A lot of it's towards maintenance too. Yeah.
Yeah, maintenance as well.
That's the APC that the NYPD has.
That is scary. Yeah. But I can buy Jeff Bezos can buy a bigger APC.
Jeff Bezos can buy as many as he needs.
This is an army of APC. Like the NYPD pulls up in that, and then he just pulls up in like 10 of them.
And they have like Amazon on the side of the car. And a bunch of troops wearing like Amazon branded like body armor
they all got like Prime patches on their fucking armor.
No, there's like the lower end Amazon soldiers, they just have the Amazon patch. And then like the guys in charge have Amazon Prime patches.
The highest ranking generals have like the fancy tape you get on during Christmas season on Amazon.
Oh yes, of course. God.
God.
One day there'll be more than one version.
Amazon should start up a PMC branch now. They should do that.
Yeah, we should talk about fucking Avengers.
We're running
out of time. And, like,
what else are we going to put in the title of this video?
Yeah, exactly.
Smash Bros? What?
No, we did Smash Bros. Avengers. Avengers bigger.
Yeah.
Anyways, Avengers. What do you guys
think
about
the
trailer?
Is it though?
Yes. What do you guys think about the trailer?
I'm excited, but like it feels like the early Infinity War trailer where it's like a bit slower. It's very much a teaser.
Yeah, I'm excited too. It's just like I'm not as excited as I was for Infinity War yet. I mean, like they might release a better trailer. They probably will, but like
I'm almost more excited because I have the stakes of Infinity War fresh in my head.
Did anybody else notice that Captain America lost his beard?
Yeah, where does his beard go?
Well, he doesn't need it anymore because he doesn't really have a need to disguise himself.
Well, I gotta see him shave it, otherwise it's gonna be real strange.
Wait, are you telling me his beard was to fucking disguise himself? What is this, a
Superman
costume?
Well, the long hair and the idea was he was unkempt.
Oh, okay.
The idea was he wore glasses and he was invisible to the naked eye.
So you're telling me it's a fake beard? He wore a fake beard the entire time?
No, that was definitely
a real beard.
It was a real beard. But like he was supposed to be unkempt because he's like on the run and shit.
I guess his character doesn't need it anymore. I mean, like,
what's the point of him keeping it? Really?
There might be a scene.
Okay, Captain America with a beard is like badass as fuck. Okay,
yeah, it's fucking great, but it's like I don't know.
We go from Captain America with a beard to Captain America fucking crying. We get it. You lost all your friends. Stop crying. Grow
he looks like a fucking greaser now.
Pepe?
Like, his hair, his butt stands the fuck up. I love it. Because, like, it was long before, and, like, he didn't cut it back down to the original length. He cut it back down to a little longer than the original length.
Let's see this. The fucking, dude, what if fucking Tony Stark dies in a ship? He's just, so
this is like, he doesn't get a grand death, he just fucking kaputs.
Yeah, he just dies in a fucking
That'd
ship.
That'd be just so sad. That'd be a tragedy.
My question is, where the fuck is Nebula on the ship with Tony Stark? Because she's
survived. I don't think they're on the same ship.
They're not on the same ship, yeah.
Like, why it looks like it. Ships? Tony Stark looks like he was floating on, like, you know in the original Guardians movies? Like,
yeah.
Like, not the Kree, the fucking Xandarians, like, they had those star point ships, whatever. That's what Tony's looked like. The Milano has, like, wing-looking things. It doesn't have those that top spike.
Yeah, and why the fuck didn't he just build a new suit? All right, he built one in a cave. I'm sure he could build
this. He built one in a cave. Part. He can build one in space.
Yeah, I'm sure he could build one in a fucking broken spaceship part.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't need to see a picture of Captain American.
I mean,
does
he know how those broken spaceship parts works? Because, like, the stuff he was using in the cave, he already designed.
He can figure out. He fucking, no, he literally made a fucking, like, he made a power source more powerful than anything on fucking Earth in a fucking cave. He could figure out how ship parts work.
The thing is, though, like, all the things he was, like, making in there, like, they were already designed by him. Like, yeah, I'm sure, like, he could figure it out. Like, he's got fucking nanotechnology. Like, he'll figure it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has nanotechnology.
Theory, if he could repair his helmet, he could fucking repair Jarvis and have Jarvis figure a thing out.
Where the fuck is MCU?
He's greaser. He's a greaser.
He does look like a greaser. You're right.
I don't agree, but okay.
It's slight. It's not like...
It's not all over there. Like, he's clearly not got like 20 metric tons of fucking hair gel in his hair, but... Slicked back a little bit.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Captain Hurt. Fucking Tony Stark. It's like he has nanotech. It's like... Wait, also, didn't his helmet get fucking destroyed?
Who cares?
I care, all right?
Well, like, the nanotech can, like, really form into whatever part he needed, so I'm guessing whatever nanotech was left, he just formed into a helmet to fucking record with.
Hey, Diesel, remember, this is the Marvel podcast, all right? We need to look into every single fucking detail, okay?
Well, then why are we talking about how Ant-Man's alive? Because that's way more important.
Okay, Ant-Man wasn't dead. Ant-Man was at a molecular level, all right? And
in
also...
the quantum realm.
Yeah, wasn't that in a fucking end scene?
What do you mean?
So the end scene of Ant-Man and the Wasp is him going into the quantum realm to get some quantum juice to heal Ghost. And then the fucking people who were, like, watching from the outside to send him, they just fucking get snapped out of existence.
Yeah.
So, like, there's some, like... like theorizing over how he's gonna get out, and the quantum realm, like, right before he goes in, one of the people, I think it was Janet Van Dyne, said, "Don't get caught in any time vort." It was either Hope Van Dyne or Janet Van Dyne. It doesn't matter. But one of them said, "Don't get caught in any time vortexes, otherwise we can't get you out." So people think that, like, might have something to do with it. And Scott, when he rolls up to the fucking Avengers headquarters, he comes with the van that I'm pretty sure the quantum, the thing he entered the quantum realm with, was housed in.
Is that how they're gonna go back in time?
To get
Captain
maybe?
Marvel.
Oh my god. I didn't think about that. Holy shit. No, not even get Captain Marvel. Go back in time and fucking stop fucking Thanos.
I was reading articles, and apparently there were set photos of the Avengers, and it was like they went back in time.
Yeah. Like, they have, like, different colored hair and shit. Like, Steve Rogers is in the old Avengers 1 Captain America outfit.
What the fuck? I didn't think about that. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, there's almost time. I'm almost certain time travel is going to be involved in something.
Oh my god. Where the fuck are they supposed to go after this movie? Are they just going to reboot the whole universe?
I think, Diesel,
there's so much shit they can dig through now, especially now that they have Fox. Like, they
yeah, but now there's, like, so much, like, background lore crap. How the fuck is anybody going to get into this
stuff? Think what they're going to do is, well, I mean, I think they're going to kill off old characters and then start with newer ones.
Yeah. How many people do you think went into Infinity War, though? Like, that didn't watch any of the previous movies, because it's the
I don't know,
best...
but they're probably going to be real confused when they see that movie, you know?
I mean, there was a lot of people fucking complaining on Twitter, like, I don't understand the fucking movie, where the plot? And then, like, everyone's just like, the plot's of the old movies, you fucking hack! You know? It's like...
Where were you the last 10 years, retard?
Yeah, you should have watched the last 16 hours of content before you saw this movie, alright?
Yeah,
it was more than
you
16
can't
hours.
Logically
okay,
say
Brandon.
To someone, go watch 16 movies before
you
watch
really
this
have
movie.
You really don't have to watch 16 hours, though.
Let's
like,
say, let's see, I'm some normie, right? And I want to see the new Avengers because everyone's talking about it. right? I go and I see Avengers Endgame, and I'm like, what's the snap?
The thing is, they like, everything means more if you've watched the other shit, but they summarize it well enough in the actual film.
I don't think they summarize it well enough at all.
I think they do. I thought they did.
No, because even during Infinity War, I hadn't seen Black Panther when I went to see Infinity War. So well, I mean, sitting there, and I'm like, I have fault, no buddy. Idea what any of this means.
That's your the fault. Thing is, though, most of like what happened to Black Panther didn't really affect too much in actual the Avengers Infinity War. Like, the most, like, there was like one line where it's like, the border tribe, what's left of them. That was about it.
I don't know.
Pretty much the only thing that had lasting consequences. Like, it wasn't that necessary to enjoy
it. Well, it was supposed to be, like, sad when, like, Black Panther died. Black Panther Man died. And I was like, why? Why? Who cares? Who are you?
What?
I like, when he got snapped.
I think you were supposed to be sad that they lost, period.
Oh, well, no. I was sad.
It wasn't any individual death. It was the fucking, concept of losing to Thanos and literally, oh, wait, half the population's fucking dead, including Spider-Man.
We talked about like the reason Spider-Man like felt pain, right?
Spider sense and shit.
Yeah, spider sense has enabled him to feel pain.
Yeah, and apparently since he's like a technically like a stronger being, like that's why it took him longer to die, because like he was like able to hold it off longer, and the spider sense could feel him dying, so he's like, ah shit. And some people like guess that maybe since Captain Marvel's like epic superpower, that maybe like her, she's in a race against time to not disappear, and that's why she's rushing back to Earth or some shit.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, like, yeah, she is mega superpower.
Well, this movie is definitely gonna have time travel in it.
I'm excited.
Time travel always makes movies super hard to understand.
I think Marvel will do it right. If anybody's gonna do it right, it's gonna be Marvel. So,
yeah, we'll find a way.
I am excited for this movie. I can't wait to see Hulk in a trailer again and not get Hulk at all. It'd be great.
He has erectile Hulk function. Please clap.
I'm gonna kill you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I heard a clap. We're good.
I clap very faintly so it wouldn't peak my mic on the recording. You're welcome, audio listeners. Yeah, I'm hyped for Avengers. I mean, like, I always am, to be fair. Also, with the whole, like, watching through the content thing, it's, like, you're meant to kind of keep up as, like, stuff's released. Because, like, it's, like, one or two movies is released a year. Like, it's not that much to keep up with if you don't just binge it all.
It's three at this point.
Three? I mean, I go to the movies pretty frequently. And it's, like, I can't always go see a Marvel movie. Well, I need diversity in my films.
It's not even
I think that's your fault for wanting to have a healthy balance of content you consume.
I mean, like, depending on the movie, like, Infinity War took forever to come to, like, DVD, but Ant-Man and the Wasp came to DVD like, 2 months after it came out or something like that.
True. So,
like, you could have just rented it on Amazon or Google or other methods. So, you could have just watched it online. I wish there was more, like, availability online when movies came out. Because, like, sometimes it's like you don't want to go to the theater, but you want to watch it. You have to go to the fucking theater. But it makes sense.
I like going to the theater, personally. I don't know. Some movies are really good.
Alone, it's weird. Like,
I've gone to the movies alone. It's not that bad.
Eh.
Like, some movies are really good to see in the theater. So, like, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody recently. Amazing movie to see in theaters. I recommend you go see it in theaters rather than, like, waiting for it to come out on, like, Netflix or whatever.
I feel like Infinity War was also like a movie to see in theaters just because of the end of it. Like just the reaction, like the show.
You had to see that
in
theaters just to watch it before everything was spoiled.
Seriously. I didn't get anything spoiled for me because I watched it like first or second day it came out. But fuck, like just the audience reaction was like shit.
When that movie ended, it was so quiet.
The whole month that movie came out was just like spoilers without any context, and it was just like a bubble gun. And, like, what else was there? I want to look up
Squid, it was picture Squidward.
Yeah, Infinity War spoilers without contact. Wow, it's, like, fucking frequently searched. Holy shit. Let's see what the images pull up. A donut. Why a donut?
Oh, the ship is shaped like a donut.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to go. The ashes. the rabbit.
It all hurts so much. It hurts.
Yeah. the finger snap. Look at this fucking image. Look at this image. Oh, the foot phone.
My god. That is the whole movie.
Yeah, it is.
Just the Dementor, like with the Red Skull thing. I love the Drake one.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that commercial as a fucking child.
What are the Pictionary podcast?
Yeah. Well, it's over anyway, so who cares?
We didn't get to a lot of topics.
We have more topics.
That's good. We have
more stuff for next.
We have literally a whole episode here.
Yeah,
we could have made a full episode out of just Smash Bros. And just Avengers. And also, wait, before we go, we do have to address the circle because it's not going to be relevant later.
Okay, sure.
So Mr. Beast Circle Challenge is happening this weekend, and it might already be over when this video goes up. But who are you guys rooting for, and why is it Leon Lush?
Obviously, it's Leon Lush. You don't have to ask me. It's because I don't really know anybody else, and I don't care about anybody else in the Circle Challenge.
Will and E's going there, but Leon Lush is the one that's closest to home.
I think Leon's going to win, too.
Do us proud out there.
I don't see Leon losing.
I don't see Leon losing either.
I feel like he's just physically incapable of it. Like he's going up like, against... The competition is Casper Lee.
He's an absolute Calyx. Unit. He can't lose.
Yeah, and then Leon's like super determined too. So like, I really doubt he's going to lose.
Yeah, I don't know if I can tell the story in the cast, but I'll tell you guys after.
Okay.
Okay, that's always great. That totally doesn't irritate the audience.
At the very end of the cast. At the very end of the cast.
Okay, Diesel... Outro the cast.
All right. This has been the Loud Mouse Podcast. We are Loud Mouse, and we're the loudest boys ever. You can find us on YouTube at Loud Mouse, on SoundCloud at Loud Mouse, on Twitter at Loud Mouse _, and everywhere at Loud Mouse. Just search up the word Loud Mouse. You'll find us.
Anyway, just look up Loud Mouse Busters.
Get out of here. Go. Leave. We don't want you
or watch
anymore.
The next episode, or watch the last episode, then one after that, then one after that, then one after that. Just binge our podcast. Okay, bye.